Les résidents de Carlsbad Springs pourront profiter d'une clinique gratuite de dépistage auditif le 3 septembre prochain. L'activité permettra notamment aux participants d'en apprendre davantage sur leur santé auditive, les signes de perte auditive et les solutions qui s'offrent à eux. Bonnie Cook, gestionnaire des cliniques d'appareils auditifs, nous explique en quoi consiste cette clinique gratuite de dépistage auditif.
So the Carlsbad Springs Hearing Clinic on September 3rd is a free, low-pressure opportunity for anyone with questions about their hearing. It's a quick way to check how your hearing is doing and to learn whether a full assessment of your hearing might be helpful. The screening will be facilitated by Wendy Williamson-Scrim, who's one of our hearing care counselors at Canadian Hearing Services, and she will guide you through the screening process and explains the results to you as well.
Bonnie Cook nous explique comment se déroule le rendez-vous et à quoi les participants peuvent s'attendre.
A hearing screening appointment is quick. It takes about 20 minutes total. When you arrive at the center, Wendy will ask a few brief questions about your hearing and ear history. For example, she'll ask you things like whether or not you've ever had surgeries on your ears, maybe you had frequent ear infections as a kid or have them now, whether or not you have any wax buildup or in the past have, any ringing or buzzing in your ears, and even whether one ear feels like you can hear out of it a bit better than the other, as some examples. So after Wendy asks you those questions, she'll put a headset on your head, so like regular headsets over your ears, and she'll ask you to listen to a series of beeps, and she'll ask you to let her know each time you hear a beep. After she finishes that part of the screening, she will review the results with you and let you know whether a full hearing assessment with an audiologist is recommended.
Bonnie Cook nous parle des premiers signes d'une perte auditive et explique comment celles-ci peuvent affecter la communication.
First of all, I'll answer about sort of what some of the early signs of hearing loss look like. For instance, if you're out in a place that has a lot of background noise, whether that's like a Tim Hortons or a restaurant, or even at a backyard barbecue, and you're finding that you're having more difficulty hearing these days, that's one example of an early sign of hearing loss. In addition to that, you know, you may be starting to ask people to repeat themselves more often, or perhaps you're turning up the TV volume or radio volume more than you used to, or even as simple as you're having more trouble hearing children or your grandchildren, or sometimes if you're starting to notice some ringing or buzzing in your ears, that can also be an early sign of potential hearing losses. And on to why it's important to get your hearing checked and tested. Even if you have a mild hearing loss, it can actually have a pretty significant effect on your ability to communicate and to have social connection. So that's why these sorts of screening clinics are so important, because they help you just get your hearing checked quickly and early. And studies have shown that the earlier that you can get treatment or intervention or learn communication strategies if you are experiencing hearing loss, the better you will do in terms of keeping those social connections and your communication channels open.
Pour Bonnie Cook, faire vérifier son audition permet surtout de se rassurer.
So like I've mentioned already, a hearing screening is fast, it's comfortable, and for most people, it's reassuring. So I know that many people feel in the back of their mind, you know, I'm getting older and I worry that I'm asking for people to repeat themselves a bit more, or I've noticed I've turned up the volume on my TV. It can give you peace of mind simply by coming in, knowing where things stand, and then it's your choice, you know, if the results of the hearing screening suggest that you should have a full hearing assessment, it's your choice. And so you can take with that information sort of what you would like to do. Hearing changes are very common, especially as we get older, and you should feel reassured that the modern hearing care pathways are discreet and focused on staying connected. So working on communication strategies, facilitating use of hearing aids or other technology. And as I mentioned before, if we can catch hearing loss early, it allows for better support and treatment to be more effective and easier to adapt to.
Pour bénéficier du dépistage auditif gratuit, vous devez être âgé de 55 ans ou plus et avoir une carte santé valide. Il faut également prendre rendez-vous en écrivant à bienvieillir@commercialottawa.ca. La clinique aura lieu le 3 septembre prochain, de 9h30 à 16h30, au centre communautaire de Carlsbad Springs. Rose Kresla, journaliste IGL, à Carlsbad Springs.